USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Democrats narrowly approve a bill to cut $2,000 stimulus checks to Americans who qualify for them. The vote was 275 to 134. The bill now heads to the Republican-led Senate, where it needs 60 votes to pass. Republican Senator from Pennsylvania, Pat Toomey, is not a fan of the enhanced stimulus checks.
Why would we be sending $2,000 to people with a six-figure income who've had no suspension, no reduction of their income at all? Consider the millions of federal employees. Never missed a check. Why would we be sending several thousand dollars to these folks? This money isn't sitting on a shelf. We're going to print it or we're going to borrow it.
Toomey speaking there on Fox News regarding those direct stimulus payments, either $600 or $2,000, will be hitting people's bank accounts by next week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
67% of U.S. households own a pet, according to the American Pet Products Association, and while caring for one has always required time, love, and financial commitment, the pandemic has brought added stress and financial uncertainty, which could impact how you care for yours. Fortunately, there are things you can do to help be prepared for both routine care and unexpected illness or injury. For starters, financing options such as the Care Credit Health and Pet Care Credit Card. It allows cardholders to pay vet expenses over time with monthly installment payments, and it's accepted at 8 out of 10 eligible veterinary care providers across the country. You can also consider getting pet insurance. Pets Best, for example, can help cover unexpected expenses like cancer, surgeries, accidents, and more. In addition, they offer optional wellness coverage for ongoing expenses like vaccinations and medications. You create a personalized insurance plan, pay a monthly premium, and get reimbursed. Finally, there are wellness plans that many vets offer that cover certain types of care for a monthly fee. So be sure to ask yours about what they are and how they can fit within your budget. Being prepared for a lifetime of care can make all the difference.